శ్రీమద్భాగవతం సెవెన్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 7 టెక్స్ట్ 48 సద్యం నియమ్య దతయూదమ కర్తహీతి సద్యం నియమ్య దతయూదమ కర్తహీతి జహ్యూస్వరాడైవ నిపాన ఫనిత్రం ఇంద్ర జహ్యూస్వరాడైవ నిపాన ఫనిత్రం ఇంద్ర ఇన్ సచ్ ఏ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ స్టేట్ దర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ మెంటల్ స్పెక్యులేషన్ ఆర్ మెడిటేషన్ as performed by the jnanis and yogis. One gives off such processes as the heavenly king Indra forgoes the trouble to dig a well, performed by Srila Prabhupada. A poor man in want of water digs a well and undertakes the trouble of digging. Similarly, those who are poor in transcendental realization speculate on the mind or meditate by controlling the senses. But they do not know that such control of the senses and achievement of spiritual perfection are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is factually engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person, the Personality of Godhead. It is for this reason that the great liberated souls also desire to be associated in the hearing and chanting the activities of the Lord. The example of Indra is very appropriate in this connection. King Indra of heaven is the controlling deity of demigod for arranging clouds and supplying rains in the universe. And as such, he does not have to take the trouble to dig a well for his personal water supply. For him, digging a well for a water supply is simply ludicrous. Similarly, those who are factually engaged in the loving service of the Lord have attained the ultimate goal of life, and for them there is no need of mental speculation to find out the true nature of God or His activities. Not to such devotees have to meditate upon the imaginary or real identity of the Lord. Because they are fully engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord, Lord's pure devotees have already achieve the results of mental speculation and meditation. The real perfection of life is therefore to be engaged in transcendental loving service to the Lord, service of the Lord. So, here this verse says, in such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind. Mental speculation and meditation as performed by the jnanis and yogis. Jnanis and yogis, they take off this artificial control mind. What measures, what means they adopt to control their mind and senses? Yoga sadhana, mystic yoga sadhana, isn't it? That is mystic yoga sadhana. They adopt the process of mystic yoga sadhana, the jnanis and yogis. That is artificial control of the mind. That Srimad Bhagavatam speaks, they do so many types of yogic asana. Asana pranayama, isn't it? Ashtanga yoga. They adopt the process of ashtanga yoga, isn't it? Jama, niyama. Asana, pranayama, jnana, dharana, samadhi, this is ashtanga yoga, isn't it? And Srimad Bhagavatam says, those who adopt the process of ashtanga yoga to control their mind and senses, they fail. That is not proper process. There is fear, that is not without fear. You understand? First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ramadi Virjogapadhi, Kama Lova Hatamuhu, Mukunda Sevaya, Jadavato Tatha Bhatmana Samyati. Mukunda Sevaya. This is the perfect process. If you engage yourself in the loving service of Lord Mukunda, automatic, your senses and mind will be controlled. But yogis and jnanis, they adopt this artificial process, astanga yoga, jama niyama, dhyana dharana samadhi, pranayama, etc. Thereby, adopting this process, they try to control their mind and senses, but they fail. But by that process, mind and the senses cannot be perfectly controlled. Here he says, Mukunda Sivaya Dattatatadhatmano Samyati. If you engage yourself in the loving service of Lord Mukunda, you'll find your mind and senses are perfectly controlled. You'll be peaceful. But it cannot be perfectly controlled by adopting Yastanga Yoga, Eightfold Yoga. As it's controlled and become peaceful by following the process of rendering loving service unto Mukunda. Understand? Pranayam, they do pranayam. This, Puraka, Resaka, Kumbhaka. Breathing exercise. You understand Puraka? They inhale, you understand? Then they stop, retain it for some time, then exhale. Resaka. Puraka, Kumbhaka, Resaka. This pranayam. 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam says, by pranayam sadhana, the mind cannot be controlled. Junyanam abhaktanam pranayam adi virmana aghinavasana radam drusyade punarichitam. Those are abhakta, those are not devotees, they adopt this process. Pranayam sadhana, breathing control, do you understand? Abhaktas. Yunyanam abhaktanam pranayamadi virmana aginavasam radhasyate punarichitam. Abhaktas, non-devotees, they adopt the process of pranayam, breathing, sigh, to control their mind. You understand? But Sukadeva Goswami says, Parikrit Maharaj, but oh Maharaj Parikrit, by that their mind doesn't become free from material contamination. You understand? Rather, it becomes more and more contaminated. The mind desires more and more of material sense enjoyment. Yes. You see, great yogis. Viswamitra Muni, Sauvari Muni. Viswamitra Muni, take the example of Viswamitra Muni, Sauvari Muni. They adopted this process, this Ashtanga Yoga process for thousand years. Not 1-2 years. For 60,000 years, Viswamitra Muni adopted this process of Ashtanga Yoga. He achieved Yoga Siddhi, very wonderful Yoga Siddhi, yogic perfection. As a result of Yoga Siddhi, he could create a heavenly planet for King Trishanka. Yes, such Yoga Siddhi he achieved. But he couldn't control his mind and senses. The heavenly, denizen girl, prestigio, Menaka came, fell down, yes, couldn't control his mind. So this pranayama cannot help you in controlling your mind. Similarly, Sauvari Muni, Sauvari Muni, for thousand years, did this yoga sadhana, still his mind was agitating, he couldn't control. Oh, it's Maya, everywhere Maya. So he entered into the water of Jamuna. Water into Jamuna to meditate there, do sadhana there. Thinking there was no Maya. But he saw the conjugation, copulation, of two fish there, her mind. You got to meditate, the power. Then, for thousands of years, he did this sadhana, the Ashtanga Yoga sadhana, pranayama, etc. But he couldn't control his mind. Sex desire developed in him. Seeing the copulation took place there inside the river of Jamuna, he got up, come out from Jamuna, went to the king Mandhata, who had 50 daughters. Very beautiful daughters, and asked, give me one daughter. I want to marry. Thousands of years old, very old, invalid, completely invalid, still wanted to marry. Then Mandhata said, I have arranged Swayambara. Swayambara, what you say? My daughters will choose there. Bridegrooms, isn't it? Husbands. Many princess would come and say, they are my daughters would choose free choice. So you may attend Swayambara if my daughter would choose. But who will choose such an old man? Grey head, his hip is bent, skin are loose, teeth are fallen, ugly, no beauty, no youth. Who would choose? So he thought of, the princess will never choose me. I am such an ugly looking old man. No youth, nothing, no beauty. So he had achieved such yogi perfection there, he didn't have yogi perfection. He became a very handsome youth. Yes, very handsome youth. So he attained that swayambara. All the 50 daughters of Mandhata chose him. All 50 daughters. Yes, he married 50 daughters of Mandhata. Yes. You see, such yogi, couldn't control his mind. Yoga, pranayama, sadhana, cannot. This ashtanga yoga cannot help you in controlling your mind and senses. These are all, 11th kind of Srimad Bhagavata says, antarayan vadanti ita junjato yoga muttamam maya sampadya manasya kakhevana hetava. Is unnecessarily wasting time, kāra-khepana hetava. Those who are my devotees, the Lord says, Krishna says to Uddhava, antarāyan vadanti eto junjato yogamuttamam maya sampadyamānasya kāra-khepana hetava. Those who are my devotees, they don't adopt this process. This is unnecessarily wasting time. They render loving service unto me, they develop prema bhakti, pure bhakti, their mind is completely, mind and senses are completely controlled and fixed at the lotus feet of my lotus feet. They understand, they know it very well. All this ashtanga yoga, pranayama, these are great obstacles. This is detrimental to bhakti yoga sara. Detrimental, great obstacle. Therefore, my devotees, they don't do it. Only rendering loving service unto my lotus feet, they get the result of topmost yoga. Do you understand? That is bhakti yoga. So they don't adopt this thing. But these are all artificial, is really Prabhupada said, artificial processes. The yogis, jnanis, they adopt this artificial process, dhamma, niyama, asana, pranayama. But devotees don't do it. And therefore, only they do not know that such control of the senses achievement of spiritual perfection simultaneously made possible as soon as one is factually engaged, transcendental, loving service of the Supreme Person, the Personality of Godhead. You understand? Those who have engaged themselves in transcendental loving service to the Lord, is automatically their senses and mind are controlled. You cannot control your mind and senses adopting artificial method. You understand? In Gopinath poem is there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. What he says? Gopinath amaro upayo nai. Gopinath amaro upayo nai. Tumi kripa kori amare lo. তুমি কৃপা করি আমারে লইলে সংসারে উদ্ধার পাই গোপীনা আমারো উপায়। গোপীনাথ মন যে পাগল মোর, গোপীনাথ মন যে পাগল মোর, নামানি শাসন সদা হতে তন, নামানি শাসন সদা হতে তন, বিষয়ের দেশে ঘোর গোপীনাথ, বিষয়ের দেশে ঘোর গোপীনা মন যে পাগল মোর, গোপীনা মন যে পাগল মোর, গোপীনা ভার যে মেনেছি আমি, গোপীনা ভার যে মেনেছি আমি, অনেক যতন হইল বিফল, অনেক যতন হইল বিফল, এখন ভরসা তুমি গোপীনাথ, এখন ভরসা তুমি গোপীনাথ, হার যে মেনেছি আমি, গোপীনাথ হার যে মেনেছি আমি, মহাজন মহাজন যেই কয় সেই সত্য মানি, মহাজন দীন গত সন্থা আন্দ মহাজন দেহা সোনস দি পাত, উই শুড জাস্ট ফলো দি ফুটপ্রিন্টস অফ মহাজন, মহাজন যেই কয় সে সত্য মানি, আর মহাজন সে দ্যাট ইজ ট্রুথ, মহাজন ভক্তি ঠাকুর মহাজন ইজ ওয়াট ইজ সে, গোপীনাথ আমার উপায় নাই, তুমি কৃপা করি আমারে লইলে সংসার উদ্ধার পাই, ও গোপীনাথ আই হ্যাভ আই ক্যান সি এনি মেথড এনি মিনস, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, তুমি কৃপা করি আমারে লইলে সংসার, ইফ ইউ সাভার ইউর কাজিন মার্সি অন মি দেন আই উইল বি ডেলিভার্ড ফ্রম দি ড্রেডফুল ওশন মাই টু ডিস্টেন্স, নো আদার ওয়ে আই ফাইন্ড আউট, গোপীনাথ পড়েছি মায়ার ফেরে, জনদার আসুত ঘিরেছে আমারে, কাম করে খেলে দেয়, অ গোপীনাথ আই এম পুট ইন দিস হুইল পুল অফ মায়া, ই আর ইন মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, ধনদার আসুত ওয়াইফ সন ডটার material asset wealth, I have been surrounded with all these things, so many material desires are there, my mind is filled with so many material desires, mano je pagal moro namani shasan sada ochiton bidare jeche ghore, my mind is pagal mad mind, yes my mind is pagal pagal mano mad mind, namani shasan I tried my best to exercise some control over it, but I failed, I failed, I failed. Never accepting any control. Such mad mind, pagal mana, dusta mana, stupid mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, yes, not obedient. I tried my best to exercise some control over it, but what happened? I failed, yes, mind is just thinking of this objects of sense enjoyment, never thinks of Krishna, no. I tried my best to engage in thinking of Krishna, but I failed, I'm pagal mana, mad mind. Then what's up? Haro je mene chiyami, onek jatan hoyo bipale khano bharasad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gopinath, I admit my defeat. I am defeated in controlling my mind. He admits his defeat. Onek jatan. I tried my best. In various ways I tried, but I failed. I can find out any other means. Ekam bharasa tumi, only you are. I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Only you can do it. Nobody. I failed. All my efforts failed. All my means methods I adopt, all perish, all perish. You understand? Gopina ke moni hoi be gopi. Ke moni hoi be gopi. Prabala indriyo basi bhuta mana. Prabala indriyo basi bhuta mana. Na thare bi sayo rati gopina na thare bi sayo. Gopinath ke mone hoi be gati. Oh Gopinath, what will be my condition? Prabala indriya, vasibhuta mana. The senses are very strong. Mind is very strong, disobedient. They never give up the thinking of the objects of material enjoyment. Only the stupid mind, powerful mad mind, thinks of the object of sense enjoyment. It never gives up that thought. I tried my best, I failed. And the indriyas, the senses, they are very strong. The master of the senses is the stupid mind. The stupid mind thinks of the objects of sense enjoyment and material enjoyment. And the senses are dragging me to that end. What shall I do? Such is my precarious condition, O Gopinath. What shall I do? Then he says, Gopinath, hridaye vasi amaro, Gopinath, hridaye vasi amaro, mana ke samiya moha nija pane, mana ke samiya. This is Mahādhan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no other way is there. Hṛdeva-sya Gopinath, hṛdeva-sya amur. Manuke samya loho nijapane ghusi bevi padaghara. Oh Gopinath, please, please occupy my heart. Please occupy my heart and exercise control over my mind. I fail to exercise control. Now I take shelter of you. I surrender unto you. No other means is there. Now please take care of my stupid mind, stubborn mind. Uncontrolled mind. Please take care of it. Please can you exercise control over it. Then I will be free from this dangerous situation. No other way is there. Anatha dekhiya amore tumi hrushikesa hrushika damiya tarahe sansuti gare Gopinath. Anatha, I am without protection, I am without protection. You are my only protector. So I take shelter at your lotus feet. Please, give me protection. Tumi hrushikesa, you are the master, controller and master of mind and senses, hrushikesa. Please. Please exercise control over my stupid mind, powerful mind, mad mind, and stubborn mind, and the strong senses. You can do it. No other means, no other way I find out. At last I take shelter of you. I surrender at your lotus. Because you are Hrishikesh. You are the master of the mind and senses. Please control my mind and senses and deliver me from this dreadful whirlpool of material existence. Do you understand? Gopina golai le gese phanso Gopina golai le gese phanso Kripao si dhori vyonano se diya Kripao si dhori vyonano se diya Vino de koro he daso Gopina vino de koro he daso Gopina golai le gese I am begging your mercy. I take shelter at your lotus feet. Kripao Sidhari Bandhana Chediya Vinode Karahoy Daso. Take this sword, merciful sword. Your mercy is like a sword, sharp sword. With that sharp sword, you understand? Your mercy is a sharp sword. Cut off this bondage, cut off this metal strong bondage and make Vinod, myself Vinod, Bhakti Vinod Das. As your servant, do you understand? No other way is there. No artificial means is that you can control your mind. Yogis and jnanis. Yogis and jnanis, they try to do it and they fell. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan says, I fell. I tried my best to control and I fell. I am admitting my defeat. No other way. And then at last, Bhaktivinoda Thakur surrendered at the lotus feet of Gopinath and begged for his mercy. You understand? That is the only way. Gopinath, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan has sung many songs. Then he speaks to his stupid mind, pagal man, mad mind, stupid mind, speaks monosikya. Do you understand? Monosikya. Raghunath Das Goswami has written Manasikya, teaching to the mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Manasikya, the mind. Mahajanas has written teaching to the mind. Do you understand? Yes. You are the soul. You are the master of the mind. Indrebhyo param mana manasa tapara buddhi ja buddhi to paratasa. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, mind is superior to all indriyas. Mind is the 11th indriya, ekadasa indriya, chief of the indriyas, isn't it? So all indriyas are under the control of the mind. Manasata para buddhi. Intelligence is superior to mind. Ja buddhi tu paradasa. You are soul. You are superior to buddhi. So mind is your subordinate. Mind should be your subordinate. Mind should be your subordinate. But what has happened to you? You have become das of your mind. Bodas. You have become das servant to your mind. But actually you are the master. But you have become das. Godas. Therefore, Mahajana, they are speaking to the mind, manusikya, stupid mind. Bhavana, bhavana, mano, tumi, ati, dusto. Bhavana, bhavana, mano, tumi, ati, dusto. Bhavana, bhavana, mano, tumi, ati, dusto. Bhavana, bhavana, mano, tumi, ati, dusto.
Babunna, babunna, mano, tumi oti dushto.
ভাবনা মন সরল তো হল না হে সরল তো হল না হে সরল তো হল না হে সরল তো হল না গিয়েছে তোমারে ভাই এসবরি গিয়েছে তোমারে ভাই এসবরি ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি অতি দুঃখ ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি অতি দুঃখ এসব তো শত্রু হে এসব তো শত্রু হে এসব তো শত্রু হে ছড়ে কিসে পাবে রাধা কৃষ্ণ ছড়ে কিসে পাবে রাধা কৃষ্ণ ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি অতি দুঃখ ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি অতি দুঃখ যতনে ছাড়ো ছাড়ো হে যতনে ছাড়ো ছাড়ো হে যতনে ছাড়ো ছাড়ো material enjoyment, objects of sense enjoyment, only thinking of this thing. You are surrounded with all enemies, six enemies, kaam, krodh, lobha, moho, madho, maatsarya, six types of enemies are there, and you are surrounded with all these enemies, lust, anger, greed, pride, enviousness, delusion, they are all enemies. And you are surrounded with all these enemies. You stupid mind. Very stupid you are. Rascal you are. Pagal. Mad mind, stupid mind. You are surrounded with all these enemies. All these enemies. Osatvartha, mukti, mukti, pipasa, kusto. Osatvartha, bhallage. You don't, you never hear. Krishna katha, Bhagavad katha. You are very much interested in hearing. Osatvartha. Topics related to sense gratification, sense enjoyment. Osatvartha, topics related to bhukti, mukti, material sense enjoyment, liberation. You are interested in hearing this katha. You are not interested in hearing Bhagavata katha, Krishna katha. Such stupid rascal mind, pratisthasa, kutinati, sakatari, pisto. You are running behind name, fame, adoration, prestige, 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 yes. And cheating, cheating, cheating. You have developed cheating propensity, first finding nature, running behind, running after name, fame, prestige, adoration. Sorrowto hello na. You are not simple at all, a great crooked. Crookedness, kapatya. Such kapatya, crookedness is there in you, saral tarana, you are not simple at all. Simplicity is my stupidity. You are not simple, very crooked. So great crookedness, there in you. Dhire chetumare bhaiye sabo arista. You are surrounded with all these aristas, I would say. Bad elements. These are all the enemies. You are surrounded with these enemies. Unless you give up all this, how can you get the lotus feet of Radha Krishna? Oh, stupid mind. Unless you give up all these things, unless you free you from the clutches of this enemy, how can you get the lotus feet of Radha Krishna? Stupid mind, rascal mind. Jatani sarasaraye. Please, give it up. How can you give up? What the means? Sadhu sanga vinar kothato bhoishto. 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 Sadhu sanga kara kara he. 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 Vaishnava karani maja guji vyo nishto. Vaishnava karani maja guji vyo nishto. Bhavana bhavana mana suni yati dushto. Bhavana bhavana mana suni yati dushto. Ek bare bhebe dekho hi. Only way, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Associate with sadhus, give up the association of asadhus, non-devotees, materialistic persons. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Associate with sadhus, Vaishnava Trani Madhu Bhutiva Nishtha, Pekshata Rape, sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, then you will be free from the clutches of these enemies. Unwanted things, enemies, anarchas, aristas. Please think of very deeply, seriously, you think of what I am saying. Without sadhu sangha, you cannot make yourself free from the clutches of these unwanted things and these enemies. Do you understand? This is my advice to you. Oh, stupid mind. Yes. Bhakti stu bhagavata bhakta sangena parichayati. Unless you develop bhakti, unless you do bhakta sangha, association of the bhaktas, sadhus, vaishnavas, how can you develop bhakti? Do you understand? How can you develop bhakti? So bhakti is the goal of life, Do you understand? Here it is said. Prabhupada Maharaj says, in his purport here. What they do not, the dhanis and yogis, they do not know that such control of the senses and achievement of spiritual perfection are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is actually engaged in transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Transcendental loving service, prema bhakti. Do you understand? That prema bhakti is the Supreme Perfection, the goal. The real perfection of life is therefore to be engaged in transcendental loving service. Last sentence of the purport Prabhupada gives. Real perfection of life, supreme perfection of human life, is therefore to be engaged in the transcendental loving service to Lord. Develop Krishna prema. Without that, no way out is there. How can you achieve supreme perfection? Success of human life, really achieved. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Singh says, Saptama Goswami, seventh Goswami. After six Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is considered a seventh Goswami. Our Goswamis have said, written in their Sandarvas, songs are very nice. Dayal nitai chaitanya bale nachore amar mano. 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 Eman dayal to nahi he mar khaye prem de. দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচ অপরাধ বিচার তো নাই, এও নামে অপরাধ বিচার তো নাই, অপরাধ দূরে যাবে পাবে প্রেম ধন, অপরাধ দূরে যাবে পাবে প্রেম ধন, তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, দয়াল নিশাই চৈতন্য বলে না করে আমার মন, দয়াল নিশাই চৈতন্য বলে না করে আমার মন, কৃষ্ণ নামে অনুরাগ তো হবে, অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, দয়া নিশাই চৈতন্য বলে না করে আমার মন, নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন, নাচরে আমার মন, নিতাই 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 মোর মর্শিব দেন গৌরা গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু যে অন্ডারফুলি মর্শিব, নিতাই মোর মর্শিব দেন গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু দেন ফর সে নিতাই সে ও মাইন্ড ড্যান্স 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 ইয়েস নাচরে 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 ও স্টুপিড মাইন্ড ড্যান্স ড্যান্স ড্যান্স, এমন দয়াল তো নাই মার খায় প্রেম বলে জগায় না ভাই, হ্যাঁ বেশি ইজেন্ট ইট, সে ও দি ব্রোকেন পিসেস অফ লিকার পট দ্যাট হিট দি ফোর হেড অফ নিতাই হ্যাজ আ প্রফিউজ ব্লিডিং, হ্যাঁ স্টিল হ্যাঁ হি এমব্রেসড ইট স্টিল হি এমব্রেসড ইট হ্যাঁ এন্ড শাওয়ার্ড হিজ মার্সি অন জগায় মা ভাই স্টুপিড রাস্কালস মোস্ট সিনফুল পারসনস, হ্যাঁ মার খায় প্রেম দিয়ে প্রেম এমন দয়াল ইদার সব মার্সিফুল লর্ড, হ্যাঁ ইউ আর বিডেন এন্ড গেট প্রেম, হ্যাঁ নিতাই আজ নিতাই এমন দয়াল তো নাই হে মার খায় প্রেম দেয় ইউ উইল নেভার ফাইন্ড সব মার্সিফুল লর্ড লাইক নিতাই ইউ আর বিডেন এন্ড গেট প্রেম, হ্যাঁ সব নিতাই ওরে অপরাধ উড়ে যাবে প্রেম পাবে প্রেম ধন, ইফুকারজি মার্সি অফ নিতাই অল ইউর অপরাধ অল ইউর অফেন্সেস উইল বি ডিস্ট্রয়েড ইউ গেট প্রেম ধন ইউ গেট প্রেম ধন উইদাউট দি মার্সি অফ নিতাই নো হোপ নো হোপ, নিতাইর করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে, নিতাইর করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে, if you can get the karuna mercy of nitai then you will get radha krishna and braja bhumi, aparadh dure jabe pabe prema dhana, your aparadh offenses will be destroyed in great prema dhana, o name aparadh vicharato nahi, in the name of gauran nitai there is no question of aparadh, krishna name aparadh vichar hai, in the name of krishna there is question of aparadh, but name of gauran nitai no, no prab. We understand? Such merciful, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Odarjamaya because excuse all the prabhas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda this Panchatattva name, so there is no question of aparadha, no question of aparadha. Name of Krishna is Krishna, aparadha is there. So first beg the mercy. Order their name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Then they will excuse aparadha. Tahan nami ruchi hove ghusi vyavan, then you develop taste for chanting holy name. Then you develop taste for chanting holy name. All your material bondage will be destroyed. Krishna nami anuragato hove. Then you develop taste for uttering Krishna nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. তখন অনায়াসে সফল হইবে জীবের জীবন, দেন ইয়োর জীবন, ইয়োর লাইফ উইল বি সাকসেসফুল, আদারওয়াইজ ইউ ক্যানট বি সাকসেস ইন ইয়োর হিউম্যান লাইফ। বা কৃষ্ণরতি বিনা জীবন তো মিছ, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট, কৃষ্ণরতি বিনা জীবন তো মিছ। রূপা সেড লাস্ট লাইন, দি রিয়েল পারফেকশন লাইফ ইজ দেয়ারফর টু বি এনগেজ ইন রাম সেন্ট্রাল লাভিং সার্ভিস অফ দি লর্ড, প্রেম ভক্তি, হ্যাঁ, লাভিং সার্ভিস, প্রেম ভক্তি। That is the real perfection, supreme perfection of rarely achieved human birth, to develop Krishna prema. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna rati bina jivana to micha. If you cannot develop Krishna rati, Krishna prema, rati means what? You know rati. The rising of prema, first rising of prema is known as rati. Understand? Ujjala Nilamani, Rupa Goswami has mentioned, rising of the prema, first rising of prema is known as rati. Then prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Gradual development, isn't it? Rati, prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Last is mahabhava, modanaksha and madanaksha mahabhava. That is last. মাদনাক্ষ মহাভাব ওই শ্রীমতী রাধারানী, শ্রীমতী রাধারানী যে মাদনাক্ষ মহাভাব ওই, আলটিমেট কলমিনেশন, লাস্ট থিং ইজ মাদনাক্ষ মহাভাব, দিস ইজ ডেভেলপমেন্ট অফ প্রেম রতি। দেখ কৃষ্ণ রতি বিনা জীবন তো মিছ, উইদাউট আনলেস ইউ, ইফ ইউ ক্যানট গেট কৃষ্ণ রতি, কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, ইয়োর লাইফ is wasted, 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 wasted. Understand? Wasted, futile, futile, futile. Jivanata mitcha, mitcha, Sheshe Vrindavane Radha Syamir Pavedarasana Gaura Krupahale. If you get the mercy of Gauranga, develop that prema, then at last you will have the darshan of Radha Krishna in Vrajabhumi, in Vrindavana. Otherwise how can it? বলো, ওকে, দ্যাট ইজ দি সুপ্রিম পারফেকশন অফ হিউম্যান লাইফ, হিউম্যান লাইফ ডেভেলপ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, এন্ড মহাপ্রভু গিভস দ্যাট প্রেম, হি ইজ প্রেম পুরুষোত্তম, হি ইজ প্রেম পুরুষোত্তম, হি গিভস দ্যাট প্রেম থ্রু চ্যান্টিং দিস হোলি নেম, হরে কৃষ্ণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ, হরে হরে, হরে রাম, হরে রাম, রাম নামনীব প্রাদ্রাসিদ অবতরতি পরে দশরথ নৌমি গৌরম, আই পে মাই ওবেসেন্স টু দ্যাট গৌরব, দিস প্রধানন্দ সরস্বতী পাদ সে চৈতন্য সংগ্রান্ত, নামনীব প্রাদ্রাসিদ অবতরতি পরে দশরথ নৌমি গৌরম, আই পে মাই ওবেসেন্স দ্যাট গৌরব হু গিভস দিস কৃষ্ণ প্রেম থ্রু চ্যান্টিং দিস হোলি নেম, হরে কৃষ্ণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ, হরে হরে, হরে রাম, হরে রাম, রাম রাম। মুখ্য পথে জীব পায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেমধন, নিরপরাধে নাম লইলে পায় প্রেমধন। ইফ ইউর চ্যান্টিং ইজ অফেন্সলেস, নিরপরাধ, দেন ইউ গেট কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, দেন ইউ গেট কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, অফ ইউর অফেন্সিভ চ্যান্টিং, কোটি জন্ম, ক্রোস অফ লাইফ ইউ মে বি চ্যান্টিং, বাট অফেন্স, কমিটিং অফেন্স, নো প্রেম ডেভেলপ, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, নিরপরাধে নাম লইলে পায় প্রেমধন। If you are chanting in your offenseless, that pure name, you will get premanana. Otherwise, you cannot get. So that is the perfection, supreme perfection of human birth, reality, dullaho manava dhanma, reality achieved human birth, human birth, reality achieved birth, to develop that Krishna Deva. That is a real perfection. Life is therefore to be engaged. Transcendental loving service of the Lord. Here, Prabhupada says, but they do not know that the self-control of the senses, achievement of spiritual perfection are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is factually engaged. Transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person, personality got it. One develops Krishna Deva. Absorb, completely absorb. You understand his mind is manmanabhava. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, most confidential is manmanabhava mad bhakto mad jaji man namaskar mangavishyasi satyanti pradhyani priyosime. I tell you the most confidential instruction, you are priya, you are very dear to me, Arjuna. Manmanabhava, think of me, constantly think of me. Don't forget me even for a moment, keep me in your mind. Keep me in your mind. There is only one thought, the thought of Krishna only. No other thought. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. No. Suta mita ramani rachinta. Isn't it? What do you think? Suta mita ramani thinks of his wife, his son, his daughter, his friend. Isn't it? Stupid mind thinks this. Never thinks Krishna. Never thinks Krishna. Sutamita ramani rachinta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, that he says the same thing. My mind is thinking all these things. I tried my best to exercise control over it, but pagalman, my mind is mad mind, very stubborn, disobedient mind, namani sasana. He is not accepting my control. I am defeated, I admit my defeat. So at last, he begs mercy of Gopinath. Let me receive yes. Please take care of my mind. Unless you take care of the mind, Rishikesh, it cannot be controlled. This only means so. They don't know. This Jnani Yogi, they don't know. The self-control of the sense and achievement of spiritual perfection, something is made possible as soon as one is actually engaged in control loving service of the Lord, Supreme Personality, whatever. Vidhi dharma chari bhaje, krishni charana, nisiddha papa tartar prabhu noyevana. Ajnane bhaya jodi papa upasthito, krishna tare suddha kare na karaya prasila. Vidhidharma thari bhaje krishne sarana, nisiddha papa tartar prabhu noyevana. Ajnane bhaya jodi papa upasthito, krishna tare suddha kare na karaya prasila. Those are developed prema, prema bhakti. You understand? Those are developed prema bhakti. Those are come to this path of raganuga bhakti. You understand? Sadhana bhakti has two parts, vaidhi and raganuga. Understand? Sadhana bhakti has two parts. First part is vaidhi, second part is raganuga. You understand? First you should cultivate vaidhi bhakti, very strictly follow rules, regulations. You understand? Sadhana vidhi under the expert guidance of bona fide guru, Vaishnava guru, Gaudiya Vaishnava guru. You understand? Then, thereby your heart will be purified, consciousness will be purified. That is the result of vaidhi bhakti. Then you come to the other part of sadhana bhakti, raganuga bhakti. When you come to raganuga, raga marga, this is the path of prema. This is prema marga, raga marga, anuraga. Do you understand? Then there is no vidhi. Vidhi dharma thari bhaje, krishnir sarara. Nisiddha papa tartha, kobhu noyamana. Ajnane va, hoyadodi, papa usta, krishna tare suddha kare, na kare prasna. Raganuga bhakta, mahapurushti ji, are all raganuga bhakti. Do you understand? Mahapurushti ji, raganuga bhakti because the prema purusottama is prema. Do you understand? So, there is no vidhi. When one develops Krishna prema, completely absorbed, is completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna. If you develop Krishna prema, then mind will think of Krishna. Because stupid mind thinks of that, object, thing, or person to whom it has developed some love and affection, isn't it? Developed some love and affection for his body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, the stupid mind is thinking that. You're not thinking of Krishna. You have not put Krishna in the platform of love. You have not put Krishna in the platform of love. You have put your body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, so-called friends in the platform of love. That's what stupid mind thinking, not thinking of Krishna. This question of love, if you develop love, Krishna prema, then put Krishna in the platform of love, this stupid mind, all this thing, manmanabhava, manmanabhava, manmanabhava. always thinking. Day and night, 24 hours, harnisa bala krishna, chinta krishna bala hai badane. Ki sayane, ki bhojane, ki vajarane. Mahaprabhu's instruction. Harnisa, chinta krishna bala hai badane, ki sayane, ki bhojane, ki vajarane. Harnisa, day and night, 24 hours. Think of krishna, adore the name of krishna, all conditions. Sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food. Don't forget Krishna even for a moment. Who can do so? Who have developed Krishna prema, who have developed love for Krishna. Put Krishna in the platform, only his mind, stupid mind can think, otherwise. Cannot. That is part. The yogis and jnanis, they don't know. Such control of the sense achievement of spiritual practice are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is actually engaged, transcendental loving service of the jnana. When your mind is completely engaged, constrainedly engaged in the loving service of Krishna, and thinking of Krishna, completely absorbed, where is the scope that some sinful thought will enter into your mind? Is there scope? In whose mind Krishna is there? No scope. Ajnana, vidhamma sarivadi Krishna, nijindva pavadar, kamo noyvana. There is no scope at all from sinful thought will enter into his mind. Ajnana vahoy jadi pāpupasita Krishna tare suddha kare, na kare. Unconsciously. If unconsciously some sinful thought comes, Krishna, excuses him. Purified him. There is no need of atonement. Do you understand? No need of atonement. Example is Billamangal Thakur. Do you follow? Billamangal Thakur is example. First he was a woman hunter, going to prostitute Chintamani Vesya. Isn't it? He going to prostitute Chintamani Vesya. So much addicted. Even such very, dark night, torrential rain was there, all land was inundated. Isn't it that night also he went. The Vesya, Chintamani Vesya, the prostitute, had bolted the doors from inside. There was torrential rain, very bad day and night, you see. So how to enter? So he found that one snake was hanging at his roof. Thought it is a rope, piece of rope. Such mad, blind, he has become blind, kama and love. Such a lusty person, is a sort of blind man. Kamandha, madandha, dhanandha. Yes, he's a very proud fellow, he is such a blind man. Very lusty person, kamandha. He is a lusty, blind man. So a snake was hanging, a piece of rope. Such lusty, kamandha. So thinking the snake has a rope, just climbed. Climbed up to the roof and from the roof he got down into her apartment. She became, hey! Why did you come this such a bad night, dark night, torrential rain? What is there? What is there in my body? There's all nasty things inside, Urine, stool, blood, bones, kapha, vata, pitta, mucus, air, bile. All nasty things are there inside. Isn't it a good thing? What an excellent! How beautiful is Krishna? Madhur Jagannatha Krishna. All attractive. If you develop some attraction towards Krishna, then how will it be? What attraction is there? Very great. Kick. Very great kick. That Vesya, prostitute gave her very, that's mercy. That's mercy. So immediately he turned his face towards Krishna. God the mercy. You understand? So from that moment he started singing name of Krishna, thinking Krishna. Yes, no more Maya. And I became sadhu, going to Vrindavan. Garment is sadhu's garment now. He's going to Vrindavan. So on the way, he saw a beautiful maiden was taking bath in a pond. His eye fell, So eye fell, that he had a past habit. Eye fell, he stood there, gazed at that maiden. The maiden saw his sadhu, looks like a sadhu. Sadhu was going and the boy stood there gazing at him. Immediately she finished her bath, put on her sari, went to her house and Nilamangal followed her and stood at her doorstep. And that lady reported it to his husband. I was taking bath, a sadhu was going, looked at me, gazed at me, I came, followed me, now standing at the doorstep. And husband said, if you say sadhu, sadhu means what? Sadhu means dear devotee of Lord Krishna. We mean sadhu that. Very dear devotee. Sadhu. Shastra says, it is a good fortune that one meets sadhu. If you meet sadhu, that is the good fortune. Yes. That day is very nice day that we meet such sadhu. If you say sadhu, we mean sadhu means this. Dear devotee of Krishna. If we serve sadhu, and our duty is to serve sadhu, and get his blessings. Yes. Our duty is to serve sadhu, sadhu seva, Vishnu seva, please him, and please him, get his blessings, mercy, benediction. Then our life will be successful. Alright, if you say sadhu, alright, go there, pay obeisances and ask, what sadhu wants from you, give it to him. Such faith. When husband said, so wife came. Because she is a chaste and devoted wife, sati padivrata nari. That sati padivrata nari, chaste and devoted wife, follow what is her husband says, she does it. She does it. Unless husband says, she cannot get out of the threshold. No. Husband should go. She came. That sati padivrata, chaste and devoted wife, that is what. Paid her vessels, all right. Sadhu Maharaj, all right, how can I serve you? What do you want from me? Please tell, I am ready to serve you. Fulfill your desire. So immediately, Nilamangala came to senses. Oh, this eyes put me into such dangerous situation, nasty eyes. They are nasty eyes. So he came to senses, said, all right, I don't want anything from you. Please give me your hairpin. Hairpin, do you understand? Then both husband and wife thought, why sadhu is asking for hairpin? Why he wants? Why does he want? Sadhu is moving on barefoot, some thorn might have pierced his thorn is pierced into his leg or soul, he wants to remove the thorn, therefore begs for hairpin. But thorn is there in the heart, isn't it? So he begs, all right, give me your hairpin, I don't want anything. So as soon as he gave her hairpin, immediately plucked out his eyes, plucked out, you see. Can anybody do so? Pluck out his eyes? Immediately plucked out his eyes. That is the test. That in his heart, no such thing. It's all external. All external. Ajnana eva hoyodi papa upasthito Krishna tare suddho kore nankaraya prasiva. Krishna knows the heart. What is going on in your heart? Isn't that? What you are whispering in your heart, Krishna knows. Because he is there in the heart. Antarjani. Krishna knows it is not in the heart. It's all external. So Krishna excused him. So he immediately plucked out his eyes because his nasty eyes put me into such dangerous situation. So what is the use of this eyes? Plugged up. That test. So, blinded, became blind. Immediately Krishna arrived. Immediately, you see. If you'd have some simple thought, would have Krishna arrived there? And you would not have plugged out his eyes also. No, it's completely absorbed. Completely absorbed. Developed Krishna from completely absorbed in fire. It's all external. Krishna tare khyama karaya. Krishna excuses him. Purifies him. No need of atonement. Krishna immediately arrived there. Oh sadhu! You are going to Vrindavan. Now you are blind. How can you go? Huh? How can you go now? You are blind. All right, I am going to Vrindavan. Catch hold of this stick. Catch hold stick, I'll lead you to Vrindavan. Huh? The Krishna led him to Vrindavan. Then arrived in Vrindavan. All right, now you are in Vrindavan. Then he snatched away forcibly the stick from his hand. Huh? Isn't it? Then what he said? What he said? Milongala. Oh Krishna, this is your Paurusa. This is your Paurusa, Purusatva. What do you say in English?
Manliness.
Manliness. This is your Paurusa. Manliness. You snatch away a stick from my hand. Can you go away from my heart? Hrudayabjadinijasi Purusangayam. If you can get out from my heart, then I can accept you a real Purusa. Real Purusa. All right, what is this Purusa manliness? You slipped up from me. This bhakta, premi bhakta, can say so. Who can say so? Who has bound up Krishna with the rope of love in the heart? Yes. Salam topi bahosmi bhakti na snaharajjuhi. Hari bhakti sudhodaya. Salam topi bahosmi bhakti na snaharajjuhi. Krishna says, though I am supremely independent, supremely free, there is no bondage to me, supremely free, supremely independent, still I am bound up with the rope of love of my premi bhakta. Bhakta na premi bandhiya che hrudaya bhitare. Premi bhakta has bound me up in his heart, the rope of love. Almighty, Krishna is all powerful, almighty. But he says, I have no strength, no power to break that bondage. No power away, no power away, no power away, no power away, no power away. I cannot break that bondage of love. Understand, Chaitanya Priya? Krishna is all powerful, almighty. He says, no power away, no power away, no power away. I cannot break that bondage. Of love is so strong. How can you break? How can you break? Are you more powerful than Krishna? The love, bondage of love is so strong, tight bondage. So Krishna cannot get out from it. Therefore, Billamala, can you get out from here? Hrudayadri jasi parusungonayamita. If you can get out from your heart, then I can consider you as real. Manliness you have, paurusa you have. You slipped up from your hand. What paurusa it is, You see? Who can say such a premi bhakta? He has bound up his heart. This tight bondage. Krishna cannot get out of it. This is Krishna. This is the supreme perfection of human bhava. So, in order to have this, develop this thing, what should be done? What? Here Prabhupada says here, it is for this reason that the great liberated souls also desire to be associated in hearing and chanting the activities of the Lord. This is needed. Sravanam, sravanam, sravanam. Associate with such sadhus, premi bhakta, then hear Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, such nice nectarian, sweet katha of Bhagavata katha, Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, amrita. You understand? Yes. This is what he said here. It is for this reason, great liberated souls also desire to be associated in hearing and chanting activities of the Lord. Sadhu sangye hoye Krishna katha rapana. Who speaks Krishna katha? Sadhu sangye hoye Krishna katha rapana. In the association of sadhus, premi bhaktas. That Krishna katha rapana is there. Discourse of Krishna katha. Such nice topics. Go on. You understand? Yes. So, liberated souls, here we say. Great liberated souls desire to be associated in hearing and chanting the activities of Krishna. This sravanam sunatam sukata krishna punya sravan kirtana pudyastohi avadrani vidunoti susadam tava kathamtam tapta jivanam tava kathamrutam tapta jivanam kavi bheditam karma sapam sravana mangalam srimadatam bhuvi gunantite Bhuridajana. This can't be Srimad Bhagavatam. Hey Krishna, tabakadhamutam tattva jivanam, kaviveditam, sravanamangalam, karmasapaham, bhuvi gunantite, bhuridajana. Oh Krishna, your kathamrita, your nectarian katha, your nectarian katha is soothing balm. Is soothing balm to the afflicted heart. The heart is afflicted with three tapas, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika. Do you understand? Heart is afflicted with three types of tapas, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika. So, what is the soothing balm? Tava kathamrita. Tava kathamrita. Krishna, your kathamrita, your nectarian katha. Is soothing balm to the afflicted heart. And the heart is afflicted three tapas adhyatmika adhidaivika adhibhautika. Yes. It soothes the affliction, gives new life. Yes. New life, the spiritual life. Bhakti jivan. Kavi bhiritam. Those who are dear devotees, kavis, those who know everything, those who know you, they know everything. Jasmin vijnate. Sarvam eva vijnatam bhavati. Who knows everything? Who knows Krishna? He knows everything. You understand? Jasmin vijnate. Sarva eva vijnatam bhavati. Knowing whom, everything is known. Put it. Understand? Knowing Krishna, everything is known. But Krishna is. This is such kavis. Those are kavis. Those are dear devotees. Who? As a known, who are known Krishna, they know everything, kavi bhiritam, they speak. Karmasapaham, hearing such Krishna katha, nectar and sweet Krishna katha, all your sinful reactions will be destroyed. Sravan mangalam, by hearing Krishna katha, bhagavata katha, all auspiciousness will be there. All inauspiciousness will be driven away, destroyed, and all auspiciousness will rise. Śrīmadākatam, this is endowed with spiritual strength. Śrīmadākatam, bhuvi gunanti de bhuridājana, those who speak Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, in the world, they are great charitable persons. Bhuridājana, great charitable, what they are giving, what they are giving, you cannot estimate it, you cannot estimate it. Understand? Bhuridājana, therefore say bhuridājana. So first thing is hearing, śravanam. Isn't it? Yes. Śrudekhita padham, there is one verse in third canto. Śrudekhita padham, your goal of life, supreme perfection of life, goal is Krishna prema. How can one get Krishna prema? Associating with the bhaktas, sadhus, prema bhaktas and hearing Krishna katha. Śrute khita patham, śruta ikhita. If you hear, then you will be able to see beautiful form of Krishna. Then say, premanjana śrita bhakti vilocanena, santa sadaiva hudeisu vilokayanti, jamsyama sundaram, ajintya guna sarupam, govindangadi purusam, tamam bhajami. Premanjana śrita bhakti vilocanena, what sort of eye vision is required? Premanjana śrita bhakti vilocana. On whose eyes this ointment of love is smeared, premanjana śrita. Who are developed bhakti, bhakti vilocana, so devotional eye, only he can see the all beautiful form of śyāma sundara within and without. Isn't it? How can one develop? Where is it available? It available here? This premanjana ointment of love? Is available here, some industry, factory is there. And Yogendra Prabhu might have set up some factory here, manufacturing, manufacturing that ointment of love, so we can get it from him. You can get it from, or become an employee in that factory. Then you can get it. Isn't it? Is it available, Yogendra Prabhu? No. Are Baba. Allah, so sorry, I came here. So thousands of miles I came here, now I am disappointed. What to do? It's not available here. I thought of Yogendra Prabhu had set up that factory, so I'll be an employee in that factory, so I may get it. I am disappointed now. Where it is available? Huh? Who has set up that factory? Not premi bhaktas, premi bhaktas. There are premi bhaktas out there. They speak Krishna katha. Bhagavata katha. That factory is there. And it is produced there. If you go, sadhu sangha, here first. Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, automatic. Then automatically that anjan, that ointment will be smeared on your eyes. Then you can see, beautiful form of Shyam Sunda, within and without. Without that, how can you see? So Sravanam is first, hearing is first. Therefore here Pupa says, that great liberated souls desire to be associated in hearing and chanting activities of the Lord. Sravanam is the first thing. Navadabhakti first comes Sravanam. In the form of Sabda, what? The Sabda Brahma. Bhagavan in the form of Sabda Brahma descends. Descends, descends, descends. Understand? Bhagavan, Sabda Brahma in the form of words descends, descends, descends. A premi bhakta sadhu speaks, and a greedy person, who is greedy, a devil of greed for this, Krishna katha, her soul is hungry and thirsty, what is it? Food, Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, that is food for the hungry soul, the hungry soul, so the hungry soul, they come, I am hungry, I am hungry, I am hungry, where is food, is our law, here is. Krishna katha is going on, so he gets food. So in the form of word, Sabda Brahma, Bhagavan, descends in the form of word, the Sabda Brahma, and enters through the ear. Through the ear and goes to the heart. Do you understand? This is hearing, hearing. You see, Parikshit Maharaj, dying condition is in dying condition, you have no time at all. Only 7 days time. So he felt restless. How can I get this supreme perfection of life within very short time in dying condition? Is there anybody to help me? Isn't it? Many sages, saints, Brahmarshis, Radharshis, Maharshis, all are present there. They couldn't give perfect answer. At last, Sukadeva Goswami came. So he gave perfect answer. You hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Anonymously all said, yes, that's the only thing. You understand? Sukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam. Continuously for 7 days. And Parikshit Maharaj continuously heard day and night giving up, eating, sleeping, everything. Hard, constantly hard, you see. There is no such instance or example in the history of the world that within, in a dying condition, in a very short time, one can get the perfection of life. Only by hearing Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha. This one, the hearing is most important, most important. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, Sukadeva's father and guru, Vyasadeva was present there, Vyasadeva's guru Narada was present there, all heart from Sukadeva Goswami is acharya. You understand? Hari katha, Krishna katha, Gaura katha, the heart. Therefore say, in Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga, this quarrel, most degraded age, Kali means quarreling, isn't it? Quarreling. Why quarreling going on? Because measuring rod is dhamma, pride, measuring rod. Kali means quarreling. Two persons quarreling, two communities quarreling, two groups quarreling, two parties quarreling, two villages quarreling, two cities quarreling, two countries quarreling. So quarreling going on. Because everybody thinks, I am gay! So quarreling begins. Dambha, this quarrel. Pride. Kali means vibhava, quarreling, and pride. Pride is the measuring rod in Kali Yuga. You understand? Yes. So in the Kali Yuga, this Ravana is the only thing required. Shravan Kirtan, you understand? Yes, Shravan Kirtan. You hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, then you develop such prema bhakti. Knowing whom everything is known, then you can understand Krishna. See the beautiful form of Shyama Sundara, and you'll know everything. Knowing whom everything is known, just means vijnata, sarvam vijnata. But there is a condition. How to hear? You don't know. You know how to hear? You know? Nonsense. Sadhu Sangha, that's right. How many are hearing Baba? Tell me. How many are hearing? Many may come, sit down to hear. But really, how many are hearing? On whose ears Krishna Katha enters? Bolo. Tell me. Bolo, bolo. Yes, yes, there you are, there you are, there you are. Who is submissive? Yes. Prahlad Maharaj has said that thing. Vibhava, Prahlad Maharaj has said that. Sravanam kirtanam vishno smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam idipun sarpita vishnum bhaktisce navalakshana kriyeta bhagavati adhatan mannet adhita muttamam. Kriyatas Bhagavati Adha Tanmanne Adhitam Uttamam, Prahlad Maharaj says. Who here? These are ninefold. Navadhavati, Sravanam, Ketanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmavedanam. And begins with Sravanam. Begins, heart. Sravanam, then comes Kirtan. Most important, important anga. But who here? Kriyate Bhagavati Adhatan Manit Adhidavatam. Who is very submissive? Who is surrender? You understand? Who is a surrendered soul, submissive, that he hears. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, enter into it. That is a proud fellow, pabda fellow, dambha, dambhikata. Though he may be sitting, but cannot hear. Krishna Katha will never hear. Tan Manit Adhidavatam. They say, one was surrendered, unto the lotus feet of Krishna, Sadhguru, he hears, that person. Atmanivedanakari, has surrender, then hear. Then Katha will enter into your ears. You follow? Brahmandabhamiteko bhagyavana jivo brahmandabhamiteko bhagyavana bhakti lata bijo guru krishna prasad ka bhakti lata bijo mari hoya ore sei bijo aropan mari Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Latavija, one Bhagyavana Jiva, one fortunate Jiva. Wandering, wandering, wandering in lakhs, lakhs of Brahmanda universes, undergoing lakhs, lakhs of spaces of life, as a fortunate Jiva, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, gets the seed of bhakti kripa, isn't it? Fortunate, fortunate jiva. This is important, significant. What is that fortune? What is that good fortune? One may think he's a poor man, he won a lottery, he has purchased a lottery ticket, giving $1. Now won $1,000,000, well, great fortune, Is he fortunate? He thinks a great fortune, yes, he won, yes, $1,000,000. Is it like that fortune? No, Baba, that's not good fortune. One may meet Mr. Clinton. Clinton? President of the USA? I am President of the USA! Very good fortune, Is it that fortune? Is it that fortune? No, Baba. Not fortune, Om, who means? Sadhu Guru. Do you understand? Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lataridam. Krishna Prasad, Guru Prasad. Mercy of Guru, one meets, and the mercy of Krishna, one meets Guru. Then by mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. So, this is Guru Krishna Kripa. Bhakti. One meets, so Sadhu Guru, that is good fortune, Bhagyavan. Because, what Bhagya? Now meeting the Sadhu Guru, hearing from him, he understands, who am I? Oh, I am Krishna Daso. I am Krishna Daso. Sadhu Sange Nijatattva Hokohana, Nijatattva Daniyar Samsara Nasai. Kenava Bhojinu Maya Kore Haya. Yes? From Sadhu then understand, I am Krishna Das. Then he says, alas, alas, alas. Why have I become Maya Das for lakhs of life? And not become Krishna Das. Lots of life I have already undergone, becoming Maya Das. Then said, alas, 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 kenava hodilu Maya. Why I have become Maya Das? Then said, alas. Then said, that is good fortune. He was Maya Das, now will become Krishna Das. That is good fortune. Up till now, he was Maya Das. Now he will become Krishna. This is good fortune. Understand me? Otherwise, not meeting Clinton, US President, a good fortune. No, no, no. Or winning in the lottery $1,000,000 is not good fortune. This is good fortune, to become Krishna Das. Meeting Sadhu Guru, now he will become Krishna Das. Krishna Das. He was Maya Das for millions of life, millions of life. This is good fortune. Guru Krishna Prabhupada. Bhakti lata bija. Mari hoyan karisi. Bija aropan sravana kittal dale karo isyatan. Then gardener, the seed is sown, and the gardener takes care, then seed germinates, and develops. Watering is needed, watering, isn't it? What is watering? Sravana kittal dale karo isyatan. This hearing, chanting is the watering. To this bhakti kripa, This is sravana kirtan, hearing, chanting, sadhu sangha. One must do sadhu sangha, hear Krishna katha, bhavad katha, and engage himself in sravana kirtan. That is watering process. Then bhakti lata will grow up. It's all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kobunoy. Sravana adi siddha siddha karayuday. This is important. Nitya siddha. Krishna prema. Krishna prema is sadhya. Do you understand? Sadhana sadhya means as well as end. Sadhana means, sadhya means end. What is end? Krishna prema. Sadhya vastu prema. It is nitya siddha. It is eternally siddha. Krishna prema. Sadhya kabula. It is not easily available. It is not easily available. What is the process? Sravanadi Suddha Chite Parayudai. Sravanadi Suddha Chite. Those who come daily and hear Bhagavad Katha from Bhakta Bhagavata, Chaitanya Priyajana. Do you understand? Gaura Priyajana, who is very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gaura Priya. Bhakta, Bhakta Bhagavata, embodiment of Bhagavata. Yes, Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Katha, daily. That means is engaged in watering the bhakti creeper, then his heart becomes śrotaṁ śrotaṁ Krishna. Hearing Krishna katha, his heart becomes purified. Of all material contamination, heart becomes purified. And a purified heart, that prema, sarjavastu prema, generates. Understand? So, hearing is needed from the right source. That is last attainment, Krishna prema. And one cannot attain through his own effort, can you attain it? He develops. That by he gets mercy of Sadhguru, he develops Krishna prema. You understand? He is Savanakari, one is hearer, he is Sishya. He is Sishya. You understand? He is eternally Sishya. Nitya. Eternally Sishya. Do you understand? Eternally Sishya. Yes. Eternally. Sada Sishya Thaki. Yes. I am eternally. Sishya, disciple of my Guru. Yes. I am eternally. Sishya, disciple of my Guru. Yes. My Guru always speaking to me. Always. He gives opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. Yes. Takes care of us. Catches my ear and slaps me, you rascal, inflicts punishment, discipline on me, otherwise mind, stupidism. Mind is very stupid, Baba, rascal mind, always slapped, all Guru slaps, inflicts discipline, A stupid mind cannot be controlled, understand? Chaitanya Priyada, yes, that is needed. Sada Sishya Thaki. All right. Therefore, we are singing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gopinath song. Gopinath! Ke mane sodhive more. Gopinath 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 ke mane sodhive more. Dujoni tarite tomaro sokoti. Dujoni tarite tomaro sokoti. কে আছে পাপির আরো গোপীনাথ কে মনে সোধিবে মোরে নাদানি ভকতি কর্মে জড়মতি পড়েছি সংসার ঘরে গোপীনাথ কে মনে সোধিবে মোরে ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর সাহেব গোপীনাথ হাউ ক্যান ইউ পিউরিফাই মি Inflict discipline on me. Ke mone sodhive more. Nadani bhakti karme jadamati. I have no bhakti at all. I am a great materialistic person. Karme jadamati. Great materialistic person. I have no bhakti. I am always engaged in materialistic activities. My mind is stupid. Rascal. Very pagol mano. Mad mind. Rascal. Stupid mind. Stubborn mind. All these things of this, objects of sense enjoyment, no bhakti at all. I am completely, you say, very tightly bound up with this material bondage. Do you understand? Padechi sansara ghore, I am fallen here, dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, and I've been drowning in the whirlpool of maya. How can you, Gopinath, ke mane sodhive more? How can you purify me? Do you understand? Only by sadhu sangha, accepting sadhu guru and hearing from him, then your heart and mind will be purified. Do you understand? Shodhan kara. I said, please purify me, O Gopinath, please purify me. I will eternally remain as disciple, 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 disciple. Yes, otherwise, unless you remain eternally disciple, Guru, unless Guru influences discipline on you, stupid mind cannot be controlled, Baba. Yes. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda says, please, Gopinath, please, inflict punishment on me, discipline on me, because you are Guru, Guru. Do you understand? The bona fide representative of Gopinath is Guru. Do you understand? So, this is Abhiman. Sada Shishya Thaki. Always remain Shishya. Shishya. Under discipline. Then, secure position. Otherwise, stupid mind, you see? Mind cannot be controlled unless you are disciplined by Guru, unless you hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha from Sadhu Guru. Do you understand? Mind is very stupid, very stupid. Therefore, first hear. And mind is, what do you say? Very stupid. Don't rely on this stupid mind. Yes. Don't rely. Follow me. If you rely on stupid mind, he'll cheat you. He'll cheat you. Great cheater. Stupid mind. Understand? So you cannot feel that. Stupid mind, uncontrolled mind is enemy. That uncontrolled stupid mind only can be disciplined, purified by hearing Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha from the lips of Sadhu Guru. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, Nityananda's Katha, Nityananda's Katha. Hearing from the lips of Sadhu Guru, first hearing, stupid mind will be purified. Don't rely on stupid mind. Do you follow? Stupid mind. Those rely on stupid mind, they put into all dangerous situations. The mind will cheat you any time. In fifth canto it says, Nakurjyad karhi sakhyam manasihi anavasthide yad visrambhasya chennam chaskanda tapaiswaram. Understand? Don't make friendship with your stupid mind. Understand me. Don't make friendship with your stupid mind. No. Kurjyad karhi sakhyam. Sakhyam in friendship. Are you making friends with a stupid mind? Madhavananda. Na kurjyav kalji saksham manasi hi anavasthide jag visrambhatya chinnam saskanda tapaiswaram. All learned scholars, pandits, they have said, mind is very stupid, mind is very fleeting mind. Chanchal mana, yes. Do you understand? This chanchal mana, So don't be friendship with stupid, fickle mind. Don't rely on it. Don't put faith on your stupid mind. If you keep friendship, develop friendship with stupid mind, fleeting mind, samsara mind, dusta mind, and rely on it, any moment it will cheat you. Any moment it will cheat you. Do you understand what to speak about others? We are tiny jiva, even Sivaji. Brahmaji, Sivaji, yes, they are cheated when they put faith on stupid mind, you understand? Sivaji developed that desire, oh Lord, please show me your Mohini Murti, stupid mind prompted, oh Lord, I want to see your Mohini Murti. So he heard the prompting of his stupid mind, requested Lord to see his Mohini Murti. So Lord saw the Mohini Murti. What happened to Sivaji? Sivaji became lusty. Relying on stupid mind, ran behind the Mohini Murti. This sad sinner. This thing happened, you see? He fell down. You see, Sauvari Muni, I was speaking about Sauvari Muni, so great yogi Muni, who underwent Shiva Rashriti for thousands of years. What happened when he heart, the prompting of stupid mind, got up from the water of Jamuna into Manhattan. What 50 beautiful daughters. Hey, please give me one daughter. I want to marry such old Hara. Thousands of old. He cannot walk, you see. Yes, such. If you rely on a stupid mind, such thing will come. Yes. Don't rely on that person. Don't rely on a stupid mind. See to any movement. Kama manyur madaloha shokamoho. Nityam tadapi kamasya siddham tau anudevaraya yogina kritam utrasya patir jayate puschari. Bhagavata, fifth canto, same. Uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife are same. You understand? Uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife are same. Yes. What does unchaste wife do? She keeps friendship with paramour. Understand? Keeps friendship, paramour neglects her husband. Do you follow? So now agitated paramour, husband is a obstacle, stumbling block. Oh, what to do? Stab him! Yes, finish him from our path. Taking help of the paramour, even she kills her husband. So unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Bhagavan says, nityam dadati kamasya siddhram tam anudevaraya yogi na krita maitrasya padir jaya vapunswari. So yogi or bhakta, bhakta or bhakti yogi or any type of yogi, if he relies on stupid mind, uncontrolled mind, then what happens? Such thing will happen that the enemies will come. What are the enemies? Kaam, krodha, lust and anger. They will come. As a result, yogi will fall down from his elevated position. You understand? So uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife are same. So, don't rely on this uncontrolled mind. Kama manyur madaloha sokamoho bhayadaya karma bandhascha janamura sri kujya konu tadbuddha. It can't go. Kama manyur madaloha sokamoho bhayadaya karma bandhascha janamura sri kujya konu tadbuddha. Any Buddha Pandit, one is a real Pandit, he never relies upon this stupid mind, uncontrolled mind. Do you understand? Kama krodha lobha moha madha soka. The lust, greed, anger, delusion, pride, lamentation, material fears, the root cause of all these is uncontrolled mind. Do you understand? Root cause of this is uncontrolled mind. If your mind is uncontrolled, then all these things pluck up there. So, then, how a Pandit will rely on such uncontrolled mind? Stupid mind. Don't rely. In Bhagavatam, so many things are said about the control of the mind. Gita said, Atma eva hi atmana bandhu atma eva ripura atmana bandhu akatmana pasya jena atma eva atmana jita ha. Anātmana tu sattrute vartate ātmā eva sattruva. Isn't it? You understand that verse? Ātmā eva hi ātmana bandhu ātmā eva ripurātmana. Ātmā means mind. Ātmā means your mind. Mind is your friend and mind is your enemy. Controlled mind is your friend, uncontrolled mind is enemy. Ātmā eva ātmana bandhu ātmā eva ripurātmana. Bandhu atma atmana tasya jena atma eva atmana jita. Ana atmana tu satrute vartate atma eva satrute. Whose mind is controlled, then that controlled mind is a friend. If someone lives with uncontrolled mind, so then uncontrolled mind is enemy. So he is living with an enemy. Vipapa. So, what is the means way? How can you control? How can one control the stupid mind, uncontrolled mind? भातृव्यम एनम तदभ्रबीज्यम उपेक्षाभेदित अप्रमत्त गुरोर हरे चरणोपासनास्त्रो जही बेलिकम स्वयं आत्मोषम दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन इज दिस अनकंट्रोल्ड माइंड इज योर ग्रेट एनिमी इफ यू वांट ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस फॉर यू यू हैव टू फास्ट कंट्रोल योर अनकंट्रोल्ड माइंड व्हाट इज दैट डोंट गिव हिम एनी चांस एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी डोंट लिसन टू हिम डोंट लिसन टू दैट द प्रॉम्प्टिंग्स ऑफ अनकंट्रोल्ड माइंड इफ यू लिसन टू हिम इफ यू गिव हिम अपॉर्चुनिटी Do you follow? If you give him opportunity that uncontrolled mind, stupid mind, if you listen to him, then he'll gather strength. He'll become very strong, and he'll capture you. He'll capture you. Do you understand? He'll capture you. You cannot conquer him. He will be victorious, you'll be defeated. Understand? So, but mind is yours. Subordinate. You are the master. In Gita, Bhagavan Krishna said, Indrebhya paro mana, mana sattva paro buddhi, ja buddhe tu paro tu sa. Mind is superior to the senses, buddhi, intelligence is superior to mind, and you soul is superior to buddhi. So you are, mind is your subordinate. But don't become his das. Don't become the servant of the mind. Don't become godas. Become his master. So, but stupid mind is very stubborn, strong. Yes. Therefore, this is the weapon. Gurur Haritsaram Panastro Dahi Belikam Sunatamosam. This is the weapon. What is the weapon? Hari Guru Charanam Upasanastra. Understand? This is the weapon. Take center of Hari Guru. Understand? Take center of Hari Guru. Lotus feet of Hari Guru. That is weapon. That is weapon. You follow? That is weapon. That weapon, you conquer this stupid mind, strong mind, stubborn mind. You follow? Mind always wants to hear the higher commands. Yes. So Guru, Hari Guru, higher authority. Gurudeva has said this thing, you stupid mind, I won't listen to you. Stupid mind is prompting. Something. Oh yes, do like this. Go to that brothel. Do that thing. Hey, stupid mind, I won't hear. Gurudev has said, no illicit sex. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. All is prompting. Stupid mind, uncontrolled mind, all is prompting. Jiva, for this sense enjoyment. Do you understand? So, first weapon is don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to what stupid mind comes. The first. Second weapon, Hari Guru Sarnopasana. Take shelter of lotus feet of Hari Guru. Hari Guru. Very strictly follow, the instructions. Guru, do you understand? Hey, Gurudev has said, I won't hear to you, you have to hear from me, you stupid mind. That is weapon, that is weapon. Bhakti Vivekananda, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, Nanu Bhavam Balavantam Imam Durbalaham Katham Nigranam Ityataho Guru Sakasa Praptasya Mantra Rupasya Hareshwaranaya Rupasana Sravanadi Navavidha Bhakti Revastram. Do you understand? Sravanadi Navavidha Bhakti. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Understand my language? Navavidha, nine types. Sravanam Kirtan begins from Sravanam Kirtan. Navavidha Bhakti, Gurudeva said. This is Astra. Given this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, this is Astra. We have received from Guru. Taking shelter of the lotus feet of Hari Guru. That is instruction of Sadhguru. Very strictly follow, and he has given this mantra to engage yourself, Sravanam Kirtanam, always, and that is the weapon. With that weapon, you will be able to conquer the stupid mind and uncontrolled mind. Otherwise, no other way is there. Mind is so stupid, rascal, stubborn, disobedient. So always you are in the association of sadhus and hear Krishna katha, Hari katha, Bhagavad katha. Thereby your mind will be purified, consciousness will be purified, heart will be purified, will develop Krishna prema. That is the real perfection of life. Do you understand? So you develop Krishna prema, mind is absorbed. Manmanarhava, mind is absorbed. Mind will always think of Krishna. Then Krishna takes care of you. Hrishikesa. Tumi Hrishikesa. Hrishikadamya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore prays to Gopinath. Haradamanasyami, I admit my defeat. I try my best to exercise control over the stupid mind, but I failed. The stupid pagal mana, mad mind, is not listening to me. I am defeated now. You are the only hope. Therefore, I take shelter at your lotus feet. Gopinath, Hrishikesh, please take care of my stupid mind. Understand? With your own effort, you cannot do. Thank you. So, any question?
Actually, here in my Sarasabhari Muni, all that was suspicious together.
Sarasabhari Muni,
Was it because of this Vaishnava Parad?
Yes, Vaishnava Parad was there, yes. Vaishnava Parad was there, once Garuda. Garuda cut up a big fish. You are hungry? Garuda is Vaishnava carrier of Vishnu, you see. And fish is food. So, he caught a big fish to eat. Sarasvati Muni was there, so he cursed him. Why the Garuda did like that? If he again come here, he'll die. You understand? He will follow. That Sarasvati Muni's curse. So Garuda turned go to Jamuna. You understand? Therefore Kalindi Radha, Kaliya Nag took shelter. You follow? Garuda Kunta. Garuda eats snake. Garuda is the enemy of the snakes. You understand? Vinata Putra. Is the son of Vinata. You understand? Mother is Vinata, Vainiteya. Garuda is Vainiteya. And snakes are the children of Kadru. Do you understand? Vinata Kadru co-wise, Sautuni. So they quarrel, enmities is there. So sons of Kadru are snakes. And son of Vinata is Garuda. So snakes, Garuda, they are enemy. Garuda is snake. So Sarasvati Muni's curse was there, but Garuda don't go there. So Kaliya Nag took shelter there. You follow? He thereby committed Vaishnava Parad. Garuda is a Vaishnava, is a carrier of Lord Vishnu. So he committed. Therefore, he developed lusty desire. You follow me? Yes. Developed that lusty desire. Therefore, fell down from such a limited position of yoga. Yes. Yes. All right.
It seems like the discipline of the guru is very important to help one to control the mind.
Yes.
So,
because stupid mind always wants higher command. Guru's order higher. Gurudev has said this thing. I won't listen to you, stupid mind. You have to hear to me. You understand? And it is said also, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj says, getting up early in the morning, beat your stupid mind, at least 100 times with broomstick. With broomstick. Do you understand? Getting up early in the morning, beat your stupid mind with broomstick at least for 100 times. Then, before retiring to bed at night, again beat your stupid mind 100 times with shoes. What is that? Beating stupid mind means Guru has given mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That is beating the stupid mind. Understand? Yes, beating the stupid mind. All right, understand? Ah, Hare Upasana Mantra, yes?
We were discussing last night about guru-sakya relationship with the Vedanta question. What is the difference between devotional activities before someone's initiated?
Huh?
What is the difference between performing devotional activities without being initiated?
Before.
Yeah, and performing them.
Before you are doing whimsical activity, oh, I'll do this thing. Then stupid mind says, no, don't like that. All right, it changes. Do this thing. Then again stupid mind from something. All right, I'll do this thing. Huh? Jumping like a monkey from one branch to another branch, isn't it? Jumping like a monkey from Dallas to Atlanta, Atlanta to Orleans, Orleans to Washington, D.C., like jumping like that. All right, go there, do that, be there, be there. It's jumping like a monkey. Stupid mind hearing the prompting of stupid mind. It is like that. Then accepted Guru, what Guru says, what do? No! Do this, stay here, love this. Oh, stupid mind, I won't listen to you. You have told me. Guru Deva, all like this. Yes.
What should the disciple do when the guru passes away?
Are a fool, you are a fool. Guru is always with the disciple, Baba. That is only apparent guru passed away. He's not that guru, is not there, Baba. Guru is always there. Yes. I am eternally his disciple, is eternally my guru. Yes. Such relationship is there. Is only apparent he passes away, but he is always it. We have such loving relationship. Guru has, though he is not present here, let's go back, went back home, gone back home, back to Godhead. From that land, Brajabhumi, Nitya, Golok Vrindavan, he has eye on his dear disciple. Do you understand? He takes care, Chakshudana Diradei, Janme Janme Prabhushai. One who has opened my eyes is my master, life after life, why not in this life? If Guru passes away, but he has eye on his dear disciple, what he does? Takes care. He appears in the form of sadhu, sastra. In the form of sadhu and sastra, he appears. Where is the disciple staying? Nearby, if some sadhu, qualified sadhu, Vaishnava is there, he empowers him. He empowers him and he teaches through him. That is Guru is there. Yes. Nitya, eternal. I am eternally his disciple, eternally my master. Yes. Fools cannot understand, Oh, no more, my guru is gone. I cannot say anything I can do. Then you hear your stupid mind. Then, now, you have become hippie, long hair, big moustaches, and drinking liquor. Oh, my guru has passed. No more, Prabhupada is no more. What happens, Baba? Such condition. Fools, isn't it? So many Prabhupada's disciples. Seeing them, my heart cracks. Oh, what are happening? Yep. When I saw that the case was there, my heart cracked. He was sannyasi, he was a GVC member. Now big moustaches, long hair, hippie. What happened, Baba? Yes, you see. Fools. It's fools. Guru is always there, Baba, always there. He takes care, yes. He has. If you are serious, if you are really crying for the help of Guru, is always there, Baba. Always there. Now my Guru is gone, I am independent, how can I act anything? Then you are, you have become servant of your stupid mind. Godas. Yes, you are not using the weapon, given to you by Guru. Now you must be. Understood? All right, thank you. Evening.
He's like a deer.
Leave? Why don't you leave? Stay. Why are you leaving? Leave it. I have business. What business you have? Only business. It's the only business. What business you
have?
This is important thing, Baba. That is most important. Take care of it. Why leaving?
He was saying that he was praying that I pray that I may always see my Guru.
Yes.
Before me in his many different forms.
Yes. Yes. Guru is always there. He slaps me. It's great. Very well. So. Yes. Yes. If a vision you can see, Baba, and if you are really crying in your heart for the help of Guru, it's always there. Always there. Yes. Always there. The fools cannot understand it. They are fools. They cannot understand it. My Guru is gone. No more. Nobody to inflict discipline on me. I am independent. I can do whatever I like. Then he becomes das of his stupid mind. That's the planting of his stupid mind. Huh? Then falls down. Now he's a hippie. Again a hippie. Punar mushiko baba. Punar mushiko baba.
Then become
right. Again become right. And they are hippies. Prabhupada made them happy. Now again become hippie.
Punar mushiko
baba. Hippies. Prabhupada made the hippies happy. After the past. This happens so fast, they can begin to teach.
Huh? And they get very upset and try to disturb their parents. And don't be very happy now. I just have to be very honest with myself. This is my situation. I say like that.
Yes. You are building air in the castle. No. Building air in the castle. Huh? And eating dilika laddu. Eating dilika laddu, huh? Mankela khata. In Bengali I'm saying mankela khata. Mankela khata. Is eating dilika laddu. In Orissa we say dilika laddu khana hai. Bengali mein hai mankela khata hai. He is eating ripe banana in his mind. Mankela khata. You are from?
He's temple president.
Stay. Why go? Understand?
Yes.
What is yoga? Yoga is the training of the mind, nothing else. This is yoga, training of the mind. All teachings are again all training of the mind. This is yoga. You understand? This is yoga. Yes, mind is controlled, fixed at lotus feet, then you are perfect yogi. Jaminanga visarbhesang mudgate in antaratana sardhava anavadati jaman swami yukta kalmati. It's the best type of yogi. Isn't it? With love and affection, unflinching faith, engaged in my bhajan. It's the best type of yogi. Yes.
Sada sishyataki.
Sada sishyataki.
Such a nice one.
Sada sishyataki.
Nobody is preaching like that.
No, so that's easy. I'm Sisya.
I'm palatable too.
I'm Sisya. I'm disciple. I'm disciple.
They just like said a Sisya, but no Thaki.
Thaki means I'm always, Thaki will remain Sisya. Yes.
They like to say, I'm always Sisya.
Yes.
But no discipline needs
no
to be
more discipline. Don't want discipline, we want to enjoy now.
Yes.
Guru's gone,
I'm normal disciple, no discipline there. Then mind is my guru is now, stupid mind. You're listening to the prompting, stupid mind. Yes.
probably quoted Bhakti Siddhanta a bit, and he said that we built this big temple in Bhagavazar, but now everyone's simply fighting over the room to stay in.
Fighting. Who can occupy and enjoy?
Same almost now.
Same thing.
Brothers.
Same thing.
Many
of us are fighting. Yes. Yes, yes, same thing, Baba.
Now even many God brothers, GBC men, growing hair, and then they're saying that we should all just go get jobs and just make congregation. They don't want to even fill the temples anymore.
Same thing going on here. One will listen to his stupid mind, then he'll get your Baba. Finished. Baba.